Welcome to the U.S. Politics Daily Brief. I'm your host, A.I. Michelle. Here are our top stories today. First, states sue to block Trump's election order, saying it violates the Constitution. Second, Republicans are moving ahead with Trump's big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts amid tariff uproar. Third, a federal judge says she will temporarily block billions in health funding cuts to states. Lastly, we take a closer look at Trump's tariff plan and what to know about the new duties. Democratic officials in 19 states have filed a lawsuit against President Donald Trump's recent executive order on election procedures, arguing that it infringes on the constitutional authority of states to manage their own elections. This lawsuit, the fourth of its kind, challenges the order's requirements for documentary proof of citizenship for voter registration and the mandate that all mail-in ballots be received by Election Day. The attorneys general argue that these measures are unconstitutional and undemocratic, emphasizing that the president lacks the authority to impose such changes on state-run elections. The executive order has been positioned by Trump as a necessary measure to protect the integrity of elections against non-citizen voting. However, multiple studies have shown that instances of illegal voting are exceedingly rare. Despite this, some Republican state officials have supported the order, claiming it will help prevent voter fraud and allow for better maintenance of voter rolls using federal data. The lawsuit filed in Massachusetts highlights the broad constitutional authority states have over setting their own election rules, including the times, places, and manner of conducting elections. It argues that Trump's order oversteps presidential authority and imposes sweeping voting restrictions that could disenfranchise millions of Americans. The order also threatens to withhold federal funding from states that do not comply, a move described by opponents as an overreach of executive power. This legal challenge underscores the ongoing debate over the balance of power between federal and state authorities in the administration of elections, a topic that has gained significant attention in recent years. The outcome of this lawsuit could have far-reaching implications for how elections are conducted across the United States, potentially influencing future federal and state relations regarding electoral processes. Republicans forge ahead with Trump's tax and spending plan amid tariff turmoil. In a decisive move, Senate Republicans are advancing President Donald Trump's ambitious bill that combines tax breaks and spending cuts, even as concerns over tariffs cloud the economic outlook. The bill, which follows a framework previously approved by House Republicans, aims to provide $4.5 trillion in tax breaks while implementing $2 trillion in spending cuts. This legislative push comes at a time when the global markets are reacting to Trump's extensive tariff measures, adding complexity to the already contentious political process. The Senate's vote, which took place largely along party lines, sets the stage for what is expected to be a prolonged debate, potentially extending into the weekend. The bill seeks to solidify Trump's earlier tax cuts, which are due to expire, and introduce new reductions, including those on tipped wages and Social Security income. Additionally, it allocates $175 billion for border security to support Trump's immigration policies, while also increasing funding for national security initiatives. For Republicans, this bill represents a key opportunity to fulfill campaign promises and demonstrate fiscal prudence by extending tax cuts. However, the bill's potential impact on the United States deficit, which currently stands at $36 trillion, has raised alarms among fiscal conservatives who typically advocate for offsetting spending cuts. Democrats, meanwhile, have expressed strong opposition, criticizing the bill as disproportionately benefiting the wealthy at the expense of essential public services. They argue that the proposed spending cuts could undermine programs that millions of Americans depend on, such as healthcare, childcare, and education. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has been vocal in his criticism, framing the bill as mean and uncaring. The outcome of this legislative effort is uncertain, as the Senate and House will need to reconcile their versions of the bill before it can be finalized. With the political climate already tense due to the tariff-induced market volatility, public opinion on the proposed budget cuts is likely to be sharply divided. The ongoing debate highlights the challenges of balancing fiscal responsibility with the need to maintain vital public services, a core issue that will continue to shape the political landscape in the months to come. Next up, federal judge blocks health funding cuts to states. In a significant legal development, a federal judge has announced she will temporarily block the Trump administration's plan to cut billions of dollars in federal funding for COVID-19 initiatives and other public health projects. U.S. District Judge Mary McElroy, appointed by President Donald Trump in 2019, stated that she intends to grant the temporary restraining order sought by 23 states and the District of Columbia. Judge McElroy mentioned that the states presented a strong case likely to succeed on the merits, warranting her decision to halt the cuts. The lawsuit, led by New York Attorney General Letitia James and filed on Tuesday, argues that the $11 billion in funding cuts would severely undermine the United States public health infrastructure. The funds in question were originally allocated by Congress during the pandemic and have been instrumental in supporting COVID-19 related initiatives, mental health services, and substance use efforts. State officials warn that losing this funding would increase the risk of future pandemics and hinder the provision of essential public health services. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services defended the cuts, arguing that the funds are no longer necessary as the pandemic has subsided. However, the decision has already led to layoffs in public health departments across the country, including nearly 200 employees at the Minnesota Department of Health. States like North Carolina and California are facing substantial financial losses, with potential impacts on programs for long-term care and immunizations. This temporary block on health funding cuts marks yet another legal challenge for the Trump administration, which is currently embroiled in over 150 lawsuits on various issues. The administration's efforts to advance its conservative policy agenda have faced numerous judicial setbacks, with federal judges frequently intervening to pause or overturn controversial decisions. The implications of this legal decision are significant, particularly for states that rely heavily on federal funding to sustain public health initiatives. If the temporary restraining order is upheld, it could set a precedent for how similar funding disputes are resolved in the future. The case highlights the ongoing tension between federal and state governments over control of public health resources, a debate that continues to shape the political landscape in the United States. Next up, a closer. Look at Trump's tariff plan. What to know about the new duties? President Donald Trump has unveiled a new wave of tariffs as part of what his administration calls Liberation Day, aiming to restore the American dream and bolster domestic manufacturing. In a ceremony at the White House's Rose Garden, Trump announced the new duties, asserting that they would create jobs for United States workers and address what he describes as unfair trade practices by other nations. The Trump administration's plan introduces a baseline tariff of 10% on all imports to the United States, with customized tariffs for countries that have higher existing tariffs on American goods. These baseline tariffs will take effect this Saturday, with additional tariffs on countries like China commencing on April 9th. Previously, the administration imposed a 25% tariff on imported auto vehicles and similar rates on goods from Mexico, Canada, and China. The move is part of a broader strategy to tackle the nation's significant trade deficit, which reached a record $1.2 trillion in 2024. Trump argues that the tariffs are necessary to counteract decades of what he calls economic exploitation by other countries, both allies and adversaries. The administration has presented data suggesting that the new tariffs are not as severe as they could be, based on the higher tariffs imposed by other countries on American goods. However, the tariffs have sparked significant backlash from both parties in Congress and international leaders. Critics warn that the tariffs will lead to higher prices for American consumers and potentially disrupt global trade relations. A Senate resolution to rescind an emergency declaration linked to the tariffs saw support from both sides of the aisle, though it faces an uphill battle in the House. Internationally, allies such as Canada and Australia have expressed concern, with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese criticizing the tariffs as damaging to economic relations. Despite this, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has cautioned against foreign retaliation, indicating that the United States is prepared to respond to any escalations. The implications of these tariffs are profound, potentially reshaping trade dynamics and impacting economic growth. While the administration believes this will lead to a resurgence in American manufacturing, the global response and domestic political fallout remain uncertain. As the situation unfolds, the balance between protecting domestic industries and maintaining international trade partnerships will be crucial in determining the success of this policy. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.